Why do we sabotage ourselves? You've been there, swearing off sugar on Monday, face deep in ice cream by Wednesday, starting that morning routine only to hit snooze for 3 weeks straight. We blame willpower, discipline, laziness. But what if the real culprit is a pea-sized brain structure you've never heard of? Meet the habenula, your motivation's off switch. This tiny neural gatekeeper doesn't care about your New Year's resolutions or your carefully crafted vision board. When it detects failure, it simply shuts you down. Dr. Kyra Bobinet, a Harvard-trained physician who battled her own behavioral demons, spent decades unraveling this mystery. What she discovered changes everything we thought we knew about change itself. We're trapped in a society that treats everything like a competition. Your Fitbit counts steps. Instagram counts likes. Dating apps reduce humans to swipeable commodities. This performance obsession isn't making us better, it's breaking us. Research reveals that performance-focused goals increase anxiety, reduce the value of effort, and paradoxically encourage cheating. They only work under narrow conditions, when you're already confident, already skilled, tackling simple tasks. Consider the diet industry's 80% failure rate for long-term weight loss. These aren't personal failures, they're system failures. Performance mindsets infect our relationships too. Dating becomes shopping for humans, where 56% of women face harassment. Ghosting happens when the gap between who we're pretending to be and who we actually are becomes unbearable. Even elite performers crumble under this pressure. Jim Carrey lost himself so completely in characters that it took a month to remember who I was. Youth sports weed out 95% of kids. Corporate layoffs trigger double the depression risk and quadruple the substance abuse risk. We're performing ourselves to death. The habenula is your brain's emergency brake, far more powerful than you realize. This ancient structure doesn't just dampen motivation, it hijacks your entire neurochemical system. In cocaine-using rats, it degenerates with each hit, progressively weakening the brakes against further use. Heroin addicts show physically smaller habenula from overuse. The habenula creates a triple threat, driving cravings, lowering rewards, and increasing impulsivity by connecting to dopamine, serotonin, and norepinephrine systems simultaneously. Childhood trauma creates lasting motivation problems through repeated habenula hiring, embedding "this is pointless" deep into neural architecture. Early trauma sensitizes the structure, creating heightened stress reactivity persisting into adulthood. Located near the pineal gland, it follows circadian rhythms and, when activated by chronic stress, mimics depression by increasing non-REM sleep while reducing wakefulness. The cruelest aspect? The habenula operates silently, stealing motivation without leaving evidence, causing you to blame yourself. People with multiple habenula hits from adverse experiences develop an inability to act in their own interest, explaining why some don't seek available healthcare despite knowing they need it. Companies profit from your repeated failures, not your lasting success. The diet industry, launched with Weight Watchers in 1963, perfected this manipulation, invoking just enough shame to create dependency without triggering complete abandonment. Before and after photos, weekly weigh-ins, expensive meal kits, all designed for temporary results. Even Noom uses these same unsustainable tools. The latest trend is GLP-1 drugs, costing thousands monthly with serious side effects, like muscle loss, marketed as necessary because obesity is framed as inevitable genetic disease. The twist? GLP-1 is naturally produced downstream of oxytocin, the connection hormone. In our disconnected society, constantly on devices, separated from family, we may be experiencing oxytocin deficiency syndrome, potentially underlying political tribalism, addiction, and mental health crises as people desperately seek oxytocin through unhealthy means. Healthcare operates on perverse incentives. The U.S. spent 17.8% of GDP on healthcare in 2021, projected to reach $4.7 trillion by 2023. The system profits from your decline, not your vitality. We become marionettes, trading authenticity for safety, learning as children to sacrifice true feelings for acceptance, continuing this performance into adulthood until we're so disconnected that depression becomes inevitable. Failure disease manifests in patterns that feel like personality traits rather than neural hijackings. All-or-nothing thinking is most consequential. One cookie ruins the diet, so you devour the box. One missed workout means you're not a gym person, so you quit. Shoulding creates impossibility systems where you relate behaviors to a perfect world. I should be done by now. Comparison thinking, amplified by social media, correlates with 13 to 66% higher depression rates among heavy teenage users. I used to be thinking traps people in past identities, preventing new approaches because they can't perform as before. Pre-failing surrenders before starting. You mentally rehearse failure, trigger your habenula, and lose motivation. Nothing ever works creates dead ends by labeling everything failure. Been there, done that represents deep habenula scars, causing people to eliminate options by misinterpreting what was actually flawed previously. Even high performers suffer imposter syndrome, persistent self-doubt despite objective accomplishments. The liberating truth? These are merely stories, perceptions, illusions. You primarily fail because you think you failed. A small group achieves lasting change by using spontaneity and creative problem-solving instead of rigid goals. They practice experimentation and iteration, trying new actions with curiosity, then tweaking when obstacles arise. This leverages cognitive flexibility, the brain's ability to adapt thoughts and behaviors to changing environments. Neuroscience has identified key regions for this flexibility, including the striatum and frontoparietal cortex. Flexibility determines stress resilience and is diminished in conditions like OCD and autism. These iterators use mantras like "tomorrow is a new day" to neutralize setbacks. They recognize four possible outcomes: failure to launch, works for a while, disrupted, or level up. The iterates framework generates iteration ideas: inspiration, motivating yourself; time, manipulating when behaviors occur; environment, making right behaviors easier; reduce, making behaviors smaller; add, employing variety or challenge; togetherness, finding social support; expectations, taking control of the narrative; and swaps, substituting alternatives. Iterators never fail because they're always learning, always adapting, always moving forward. United, we're more powerful than we think. Our collective habulena becomes overwhelmed by constant global crises, creating paralysis. We need balance between naive optimism and nihilistic despair, a medicine bundle combining sobriety and hope. Master iterators like Gandhi, King, and Mandela embodied Wu Wei, frictionless, non-interfering action. Social movements often fail by relying on short-acting emotions like outrage rather than sustained engagement. At Standing Rock in 2016, a native elder reframed protesters as water protectors, shifting from victims to purposeful guardians with endurance. Indigenous wisdom recognizes interconnectedness through concepts like Gakina Awia, we are all related. Today's power concentration exists because people surrender power through failure disease and habulena-triggered helplessness. Yet most people are fundamentally good, wanting to live by the golden rule and create a healthy world for future generations. We can break free from isolation, addiction, and fear to become undaunted collaborators. The path forward? Incorporate iteration into organizations, think in 500-year blocks rather than quarterly profits, and adopt clear, compassionate approaches. With habulena neuroscience understood, we can neutralize failure, adopt an iterative mindset, and become unstoppable, reshaping our world one small iteration at a time.